Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, some of you thought we weren't here today. We're just starting a couple of minutes later.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
In all honesty, we're actually pretty fired up today. Adrian's on one. Did you notice? Adrian's fired up today.
Yeah, no, he's coming in and he's meaning business.
Coming in hot.
It's business. It's Friday. It's my son's birthday. It's a great day. That's what it is.
Happy birthday, sire. Thank you for not taking the day off.
Well, of course. I'm not regretting it yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. We'll make short work of it. I think we, like many of our friends and P1 faithful that are listening right now, the plan is to make short work of this today.
Yes.
Can I get up on my soapbox for just half a second? It's a good soapbox.
Get on up.
It's not a rant. It's not a rant. It's a thank you.
Let's do it.
I had a moment in the 11-minute drive from my house, you know, around the Durango curve, and here we are.
Sure.
But I get very deep and introspective. I think a lot about the show and what's going to happen. And at times, I get a little, you know, introspective about things. For everybody listening, thank you. Just thank you. And I wish I'd have said it yesterday because I know a lot of people took today off. But honestly, what a great week. What a tremendous week. I went around. This was so fun. I grabbed a bunch of copies of Las Vegas Weekly, which has a profile of Michaela in it. It's her glammed up shot for her singing at Nowhere Lounge at Fontainebleau. And I went around and I go, and it was pretty funny. I grabbed it and I folded it to the page and I would hand it to all of our salespeople. I'd go, here, this will give you something to work with. You know what I mean? And I was just kind of doing an act.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here, go sell something. And to a person, they were like, oh my God. And I said, yeah, did you know she's in like 3 magazines this week? Right now in this moment, she's all over the press. We've been all over TV this week. We've been able to do a bunch of real. I forget, like, it's another gig because I've done it a number of years. Hosting Mrs. America is kind of a big deal.
Yes,
Michaela did return the favor, and she put the, well, it looked like I died the other day on social. We should put the announcement up. It actually looked like a celebration of life notice. But there were people that were like, wow, dude, that's really cool. Oh man, wow. And to me, it's okay. It's another gig. But my point is, and we've been all over TV with Justice for Reba and all that kind of stuff. And it's been a really amazing week. We have like, maybe a box and a half of flyers left.
That's amazing, though.
We had 10,000 MF flyers. You know what the MF is for. We had 10,000 flyers. We laughed at it.
We thought it was too much.
In private, we were like, Lindsay, what are you doing? Which I will say to her face when she's on.
Yeah.
Our buddy Lindsay Pennefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. This is a long way around of just saying thank you. None of this happens. None of this happens if you guys are not so supportive as you are, and if you have not been so great to us as you have been. I know it's been another big week for the Unlikely Pod.
No, of course. And you're talking about being fired up. Like, we had a phone call at 5:58 and not for, hey, when are these tickets? What are you guys giving them away?
When do I get Future Metro Boomin?
No, it was someone calling to say, hey, can I pick up flyers? Are there any left? Yesterday, picking up cupcakes for Sire's birthday. And I go into this apartment complex, and what is it filled with? The flyers of helping at Centennial Park. So shout out to that entire community. And it really hits you in the nerves, man.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Next time, give me was that the one I was telling you about that was calling, or was that just a
random? No, that was another person that was calling to say, hey.
Send those through, because if nothing else, we want to say thank you. So the answer is yes, we do have flyers. Yes, you can come and get them. Yet we still have more tape than we'll ever know. Flyers, the amount of flyers seems to be the right number. 10,000 seems like it might have been the right number, and maybe we'll do it again. We'll never be able to get rid of all this tape. it's a long way around, a four minute thank you. And we love you. And seriously, it's been a really, really great week. Let's finish strong. It's Chet Buchanan Show. Will you ask that question that you just asked me? Will you ask it on the air now?
Do you have an Aces game tonight?
Sure do.
Sure do.
That was the answer I gave. So, do you have an Aces game tonight? Sure do.
Yeah.
Aces playing Atlanta. Now, this is kind of funky. Atlanta is just ever so slightly out of the playoff picture. Mm. So they're going to come in all worked up. It never ends for the Aces.
Uh-huh.
It's never easy.
Constant grind.
For the Aces. Michelob Ultra Arena, Becky Hammon bobblehead night. Tonight, so no,
oh, that's funny.
It'll be a lot of fun. And then you're doing a pickleball tournament this weekend at Fontainebleau.
Sunday, I'm hosting a pickleball event
at
Fontainebleau.
Amazing.
I went and checked it out yesterday.
Yeah,
you guys, it's fun. It looks cool, and it's like,
oh god,
not too stuffy or conservative. I got a new skirt.
So besides. Those squat videos are paying off.
Thank
so
God.
So great. Now are we going to get, so now
what are you about to say? Look me in the eyes when you say it.
I can't.
Look at me in the eyes.
So your stories are now going to become squat videos and pickleball. Great. What's next? CrossFit? Fantastic.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
I want to clarify, that really wasn't a shot at you. It was a shot at them. That's what happens to those people. The pickleball people are just like seriously, it's the old joke. How do you know somebody does CrossFit?
Yeah. They tell you.
Sure. Pickleball. They're fanatical. I don't get sucked into the cult.
Okay, I won't. Maybe I will.
Maybe you already have. I'm looking. You got a funny look. You got a funny look in your eyes right now.
Do I?
Yeah.
Mm?
And you got a skirt. It bothers me. It bothers me. What else are you doing this weekend? You got stuff.
I'm at Delilah tonight.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if we're allowed to talk about
it. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, it's a really big weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Yes, we've decided. Here's what we've decided. No time, no location.
Sure, okay.
That's what we've decided. So yes, and what else?
We, I don't know if you know, Haley Welch is a big animal advocate. She saw about Vegas Pet Rescue.
Explain to everybody who Haley Welch is.
Oh, maybe I should just say, spit on that thing.
Haktua.
That's my
really
best impression.
She's known as the Haktua girl.
That's right. And she's going to Vegas Pet Rescue tomorrow. We'll be meeting her there. Wants to bring awareness.
What happened to the whole part of we're not saying the location? But, okay.
How do I do this?
I don't know.
Chad,
I don't know.
Turn my mic off.
My trust level with you is low.
It's Friday.
Low
mine would be too. Just take over right now. Oh my God. First, I told everyone you were dead this week. Now I'm telling locations. It's been too much.
That's what's
for me.
Fun because we never know what's going to happen.
I know.
With you, it's always an adventure.
How do you think I feel? I got to live with me. And I'm like, girl, what really is happening?
How red is my face?
Probably no
redder
than mine.
I feel the white hot. That's awesome. Hey, first pick. This comes up in some form or another. Also, I wanted to say, if you guys are going to be at that Modelo Vegas kickoff classic, LSU and USC on Sunday at Allegiant, try and say hi if you can. I'll be down on the field. I'm hosting.
That's
I'm
so
hosting
cool.
That whole deal. Yeah, 72,000 crammed into Allegiant. It'll be fun.
Is that how many it holds? 72,000?
I think so.
And you're hosting it.
65, 72, who cares? Anything over 50,000 is a lot.
Oh, sure.
You know how it goes. Honestly, anything over like 50 people, it's just the crowd's all the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, and it's not like people go, ooh, there's a lot of people. Are you going to work? It's no different. I don't treat that any different than I treat an Aces game or anything else.
Yeah.
Well, don't you get worried? No. It's not, it's really, it really is no different.
Yeah.
Oh, who am I kidding? Yes, it is. It's so awesome.
It's so cool. That's so exciting, Chet. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. A version of this pops up every once in a while. 702-364-9898. I went to brunch the other day with my friend. She loaded up her pockets with stuff from the table at brunch.
Oh my God.
She took the and I don't know why I thought this sounded such a great way to put it. She took some of the breakfast jellies.
Okay.
Which makes it sound fancier. Ooh, It does. Does it matter? Does it matter whether they're in the little plastic thing that you peel or whether they're in a little jar?
It makes such a difference.
Does it?
Jar?
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. She took some of the breakfast jellies and even hooked herself up with 4 pumpkin spice latte creamers that they had on the table. She says she does this quite frequently and that she is just, quote, being, and in quotes, just being resourceful. Thief? Thief or resourceful? 702-364-9898. I made a promise yesterday because somebody said, are you really giving away Steven Sanchez tickets? And I said, yes, we are. And they said, when? And I said, well, we've kind of slotted them in at about 6:25 pretty much all week. And this is her.
Until I found her,
I said, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, Steven Sanchez at the Pearl at the Palms, September 10th, if you want to mark it on your calendar. So yeah, we'll do tickets for caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. If you're grabbing the stuff on the, okay, I already, on the text line, can I not stuff my pockets full of Taco Bell sauce packets then?
Uh-huh.
I would say yes, you could. I find it to be different. And I'm not sure why. Let's just talk it out. Is she a thief or is she resourceful? It's your first pick. 702-364-9898 right now. Maybe I did this yesterday.
Yeah,
too.
That's all right.
I don't know what my problem
is. Just try again.
I hit the button, but I didn't have the thing turned up. Let's try that again.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hold on a second. Who's on the phone right now?
We got Gina Dick from Green Valley.
I know everybody makes a big deal about her last name. Here's what's got me weirded out about it.
Yeah.
Is Gina, are you related to Allie? Gina?
Yes.
Gina, are you related to
Allie? I'm here.
Are you related to Allie? I don't think you are. Are you related to Allie?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No. Who's Allie?
There's an Allie Dick that that lives in Summerlin?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, Summerlin.
I think so. Summerlin?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Summerlin.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't have any family with that last name out here. They're all in Buffalo, New York. Go Bills.
Okay.
Right. And everybody, yeah. I don't want somebody to get mad. I really do. I really do want to say we need to get all the dicks together just so that you guys can know each other.
Of course. Sounds like a great idea.
Somebody will be offended because whatever.
I love my last name.
You've lived with it all your life. Are you kidding? I can only imagine. The things that
I've heard all the jokes.
Listen, a kid with the name Chet that's always had giant ears that stick out like a Volkswagen driving down the street with the doors open. That's you know, that's the joke.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Aww.
Gina, you're such a little sweetheart.
I told you I was cute, Michaela.
Yeah.
I told you I was cute.
And Gina said
I grew up with you guys. We used to call in 30 years ago, and my sister's name is Jill, so we used to be the J Girls, and we used to call into KLUC, and they used to ask us what the number one hit music station was, and we had this whole skit, and they would put us on the radio all the time.
And I've been here long enough that now that even stuff that happened, people come up to me, and they're older than I am, and they'll go, I used to listen to you in junior high, and I'm like, bro, no, you didn't, but okay, but thank you.
Yeah, this station.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm older than you. I'm 49.
No, but, well, listen. I'm not comfortable with this line of questioning. First pick, though, went to brunch the other day with my friend. I don't even know who the name, we'll just say it was our other friend. Allie said this. I went to brunch the other day with my friend. She loaded up her pockets with stuff from the restaurant table, took some of the jelly off the table. Michaela says it does make a difference whether it is the peel back plastic ones or the jars with the lid on them, the little tiny ones, and even hooked herself up with 4 pumpkin spice latte creamers they had on the table. She says she does this quite frequently and that she is not a thief. She is being resourceful. Gina, what say you?
Okay, I'm going to say at the end of the day, it comes out of somebody's pocket.
Angel.
And if I was a business owner and I had to supply extra jellies, I'm going to say you're a thief. The whole thing about it is, regardless if it's peel back or the jar or it's the pen that the waiter brought to the table and someone takes it, at the end of the day, it's not yours. You're a thief. And go buy some Smuckers at Winco. It costs like $3.
That's awesome.
What about
extra Taco Bell sauce packets? Still the same?
Okay. So I always say, like, how many I want of the sauce packets because they go in the trash. It's like we are, I love my country, but we are definitely wasteful.
Oh, we're wasteful.
Yes.
No, we totally are.
Am I not allowed to say that?
No, you can't. No, we totally are. No, I was agreeing with you.
It's sad. You know what? I just feel like if you, I don't know. I just say, like, take what you're going to use. If it's Olive Garden and they're bringing breadsticks and they brought extra breadsticks, okay, take them because they're going to throw those in the trash.
Right.
But
the packets can go to somebody. The other stuff can go to somebody. That's it.
Absolutely.
I'm making you're running for Mrs. America next year.
I know. She's incredible.
We're getting you into Mrs. Nevada.
I should be the mayor. Let me tell you. I should really be the mayor.
Yeah. Oh, we could do that too. There's still time. I think we could write you in.
Let's do it. Let's campaign for her.
It would be catchy.
Okay.
Dick for mayor. I'm telling you, it would be catchy.
Yeah.
It is.
Not lying. All right. Hang on a second. We'll get your Steven Sanchez tickets. You need to call in more often.
I know. You're so great.
Good. I want Steven Sanchez tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting. This is like the best Friday ever.
You're the greatest caller we've had today.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You're the first caller we've had today, but you're the greatest caller we've had today.
Listen, I'm going to give a shout out to Southern Hills Hospital because that's where I'm heading into right now. We are the best hospital.
Why? Are you working or a customer?
I'm working. Yes, I work here at Southern Hills Hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Oh.
All right. Hang on. Well, you have more important things to do than hang out with us.
Okay,
hang on one second.
Thank you.
Talk to Adrian for
Bye,
a second.
Guys.
Is she being a thief or being resourceful?
I don't know. My grandma's entire steak knife collection came from Arizona Charlie's because my papa stole them. So maybe.
Okay, knives, that's a different story.
Jelly.
We've talked about that. Napkin holders, knives, glassware.
Jelly's thievery.
That's not cool. Jelly's thievery.
Yeah, I agree with her.
She has spoken.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Friday morning, Labor Day weekend. Good feeling. Stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
By the way, piece of audio coming up in just a moment. I'm only doing it for the accent, as usual. You know I love a good accent. So, a girl with a Southern accent, girl with an Australian accent.
Yeah.
It's good. Is there a guy accent? Or is there, or a girl accent?
Southern.
The case may be. Yeah.
The South gets me.
Yeah.
It just sounds so sweet.
It'll cover up for a lot of things.
Yeah, you could literally say anything. You'd be like, I hate you. And I'm like, hot.
Right. And you could also have, like a horn growing out of the middle of your forehead. And I might be able to overlook it.
Yeah.
At least momentarily. For a second. So we have that to look forward to. Can I tell you, the other night at Mrs. America, mm-hmm. it was really amazing, and I've never seen this before once that I can recall, let alone happening twice. I want to say Mrs. Minnesota had lost 135 pounds.
Wow.
And then was competing in swimsuit, walking across the stage. She looked great. She looked amazing. Mrs. Florida had lost 160 pounds in the last 3.5 years.
Wow.
And was competing again in there. It was really amazing. Both of them made top 15.
That's incredible.
It's a huge accomplishment. Look at this guy. 24-year-old dude in the UK lost over 230 pounds. You know why?
Why?
To help his sister get a new kidney.
Oh, my God.
He was too heavy to be able to do it. He weighed 437. He was too heavy to donate his kidney. But she needed it. So he changed his diet, started exercising, and got down to 204. I would do vile things to be 204 right now. Perhaps I change my diet and start exercising, but let's not take the easy path. What? Please. He's not a match with his sister. So, he's not a match? Wait a minute. So he can't give her his kidney directly?
Stop. Yeah. All of that just to not give the kidney? I can't even get my brother to answer the phone for me, let alone lose weight and then not have a kidney.
I didn't see this coming. Oh, I read the first two sentences and I was like, oh, that's sweet. Okay, we'll do it. But now this dude, even though he can't donate to his sister, which was the original idea, I guess, now he can donate to somebody else and be part of a kidney swap.
Okay.
What in the world is going on?
What happened to his sister?
All right. And then she's on her own. She'll figure it out. Then. Somebody will help her. It'll be fine. Great. But I can give my kidney to somebody.
Sure.
Yeah, great. Amazon partnered with the YMCA. They're opening a free grocery store at a middle school in San Francisco who needs all the help they can get. So all students there have something to eat.
Incredible.
A nonprofit called Gooder. Have you heard of these guys? Gooder?
No.
G-O-O-D-R is behind it. It's the 13th one of these in the U.S. that they've done. Here's the CEO, Jasmine Crow Houston, who my guess is from the South, talking about the program.
If you're an older student, specifically in middle school, which is why we built our first grocery store in a middle school, not only do you worry about where your meals are coming from, you're thinking about your little brothers and sisters. And you're knowing that your mom is working sometimes two or three jobs to make ends meet.
The accent just isn't as thick as I was hoping it would be.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I got to be honest, I'm a little disappointed. Cool program, though. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chip You Can Show. 98.5
KLUC. Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
week! KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
My favorite, one of my favorite things. And again, thank each and every single one of you, especially you, Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project, for making this just an incredible week.
Sure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this a truly amazing week.
Yeah, thanks, Auntie Lindsay.
Thanks to both of you as well, too, because you guys are both amazing.
So one of my favorite parts of this week, and we'll get to Vegas Pet Rescue Project and Justice for Reba and all that in a minute. But now, Green Valley would like to lay claim to the title of City of Champions because they're the ones that showed up en masse to run us out of shirts.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
There are those that are going, Green Valley is the true City of Champions.
Yeah, they kind of are because they really did.
Then somebody else said, I'm sorry, Sunrise Manor, while they may have 9 total, Silverado Ranch has won the last 6 in a row. 5-time champion with Tara Crowley, and then a 6th win yesterday in a row with John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch, who's our new champion on Michaela's Hometown
Pro. And he's good.
And they're like, well, we're sorry, Adrian. Now we have won 6 in a row. We are the new City of Champions. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. So since you're the one that bestowed the title of City of Champions on Sunrise Manor.
Don't pass me the ball on this.
I'm just asking.
Yo, I'm just asking. No, everyone's just a champion.
Take the heat, Adrian.
Take off the crown and the sash and world peace. Everyone's a champion.
You know what? The current city Isn't it Silverado Ranch with John Tanzi?
That's what they say. Sure. They think
Silverado Ranch right now is the city of champions.
They are the city of champions. I was just looking for your opinion. You don't have to pass out participation ribbons. Right. He's like, he hates that. Uh-huh. I just learned that. I just learned that about you. You really hate that, don't you?
I'm not comfortable, no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I won't do that to you again.
I appreciate you,
Till the next time.
Look at these communication skills.
Feel free to also put me on the hot seat.
I got you.
I hate it, but I kind of like it because I know it's funny.
Yeah.
Because I sweat. I turn bright red, and I will flop sweat. I'll give you, you can't, this. It's why the camera angle in this studio is the way it is, so you don't see my pit sweat.
Right. Thank God for that. Just kidding. I can't even see over here.
Michaela's got a whole body camera. And so, Lindsay, we just kind of adjusted her camera angle in here. And there's an open wall. And I said, you should put pictures of your niece and your, you know, your fiance and all of that. And she was like, or we could just put pictures of me up there.
Yeah, I'm above
which was
them.
The funniest thing ever. She was kidding, of course.
Oh, my God, of course. Or am I? She's 7. She gets enough attention. It's about me now. So thank you guys for listening. I swear to God, I'm kidding.
So she did
I told her the other day I randomly stopped and saw a magazine and there was just this beautiful woman on the front of it. So I had to grab one.
My girl. Thank you. I know. I love
it. Here's what's hilarious. Which one? There's multiple out there right now. She's the hottest thing in town. And we got her, baby.
Okay, now I'm uncomfortable. Go back
speaking,
to Lindsay.
Speaking of the hottest thing in town. So this is a great story. So Justice for Reba has gone Vegas viral.
Sure.
It's been an amazing week. Who would have ever... We laughed at you and we laughed with you, Lindsay Pinafel, when you said, yeah... Everybody said that they would help us make flyers. We have 10,000 of them. And we went, oh, good luck with that. Uh-huh. What are you going to do with the other 8,500? You know, what are you going to do? We have half a box. We have half a box of flyers and a box full of posters left.
Yep.
And the flyer box is bigger than the poster box. People came in yesterday and just took them by the hundreds to put them all over town. Adrian went to get his kid a birthday. It's Sire's birthday today, his 5-year-old. He went to go get him a birthday cake. And I guess there were flyers like everywhere.
I'm going to post that photo on social media, actually. It's really great.
I love it. I see them. I see all the posts. And I can't, like, they make me so happy.
So through all this, social media darling, really the hottest thing on the internet right now. And she is also, she's even more places than Michaela Gordon.
How dare her.
Haley Welch, Hawktua girl, who we love, caught wind of this. She said, and what's crazy is she said, if I can do one thing and bring some good into the world with this whole Hawktua deal,
mm-hmm.
she wanted to get behind pet rescue and pet causes.
Yeah.
So she's caught wind, and tell me if I'm running afoul of this story, but she's caught wind of Justice for Reba, and she's coming to Vegas tomorrow to try and help spread the word. That's accurate, right?
Yes, yeah, so she's doing this Cause Across America tour, and she happens to be in Vegas, and it happened to be a comment that got her eyes onto Vegas Pet Rescue Project, and she's come in, and she's also coming to meet Raider, which is our new dog that we rescued.
Baby Raider.
That's fantastic. So Michaela's going to go out tomorrow and try to become Haley's best friend. Mm-hmm. I think it'll just happen organically. I don't think you'll have to try.
Yeah. No, I think we'll be friends until I steal Raider from her. And then I'm going to go home with a new dog.
And that's just wild. And we were joking about it yesterday. Would you rather have the president of the United States come through or Hawktua girl? And honestly, I take Hawktua girl every time.
Yeah.
Because they'll, same. You know.
Double down.
And that's not a political statement. That's a let's get attention on the internet statement.
Yeah.
And I just think it's fun and cool. And and what a crazy week.
It's great how she's using her influence. It's going to be awesome.
So, again, we've already gotten a couple of messages this morning from people who want to come by. There's plenty of tape. There's still plenty of tape. Flyers and posters were starting to run a little short. There's still enough tape for everybody. If I was running for president right now, and you know how they're all making promises that they can't keep, I can keep this promise.
Uh-huh.
If I am elected president, everybody gets two rolls of packing tape. Every household gets two rolls of packing tape because I have it here in my possession, and I can get it to you.
Could your campaign slogan be "Let's stick together"? Okay, that's it. That's all. That's it. Thank you. Here all day.
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Lindsay, thank you again for a great week. Have fun with Haley, and can't wait to hear all about it on Tuesday morning.
You got it. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right, buddy.
You need anything else from us? I didn't ask you.
No, I don't. Other than we're still pushing, so.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, good Lord. There's just not enough time for me to push all the buttons. Okay, there it is. It's Michaela's hometown throwdown as we're all trying to get out of here for Labor Day weekend. John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch is our current champion. I'm scared of you, dude. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
You really are. We were just talking about it off the air, how good you are.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Thank you. You put a lot of pressure on me.
That was not the intention. It was really just to kind of pump you up a little bit because you really are good at this.
Yeah.
Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
We got Sylvia Santiago Paradise.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
What up, Double S?
Hi.
What up, Double S?
Hey, Double S. Hey, you know it's good.
Sylvia Santiago. I like it. So you buzz in with your name, Sylvia. Don't answer until somebody calls on you because John will steal your answer. If if you just blurt it out. So make sure you get called on before you answer. First 1 to 3 wins. Other than that, it's all pretty simple. If you don't answer in like 3 seconds, if neither one of you do, you'll hear a potentially inappropriate buzz. And then I'll get a chance to steal it. If I get to 3 first, then I win, and we get to give your future and Metro Boomin tickets to caller number 25. Any questions?
No.
Nope.
I think we're pretty good then. Your quiz master is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This reality star, known for phrases like, "That's hot," is in hot water after she didn't have a life vest on her baby during a boating trip.
John.
Yeah, I was going to say, John doesn't get this one. What's your answer, sir?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Snooki.
Snooki. I thought you said Smokey, and I was like,
I'm way off.
Oh, like, that's what I'm way off.
Shut up, dummy.
Do you have an answer, Double S?
Paris Hilton?
Is it Paris Hilton? Challenger goes up 1-0.
Here we go.
Okay.
At one point, she was married to Brad Pitt and known as one of the most beautiful women in the world.
John.
She's back in the
John.
Game.
John.
John.
Angelina Jolie.
Is it Angelina Jolie? Yes.
Yes.
What was the rest of that?
She's back in the dating game. Rumors are that she's dating a rapper from the UK.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
She really is so beautiful.
Yeah, fine. We're tied at 1.
You know her from Miss Congeniality, but this week we saw her on crutches.
You better get it.
What's her name?
John.
John. Did she get it?
She didn't say her full name. She hesitated, so John.
Yeah, she kind of...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was like, it was like you half buzzed in. Did you buzz in or didn't you?
Yes. I did. Sylvia?
What was your answer?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. I'll give it. Yeah, we'll give it to her. Yeah, we'll give it to her. Not, by the way, John, I'm not worried about you. It's 2-1 for the challenger. We'll see. We'll see if this changes everything.
This rock star's wife turned talk show host is giving VIP access to her rocker husband's show after a woman found her lost wedding ring. She said, "All aboard. Welcome to this crazy train."
Oh, my gosh.
I'm shocked.
I have no idea.
Nothing?
Next contestant, please.
And that contestant would be me. The answer is Sharon Osbourne.
That's right.
All right. I'm on the board now. Okay. So the challenger, Double S, has 2. The champion, John, has 1. I have 1.
This actress, known for her role in King of Queens and her advocacy against Scientology, announced her divorce yesterday. What's her name?
John to tie.
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini is correct. We are tied at two.
One of the members of the popular girl group with hits like No Scrubs says she's fine after she was hospitalized.
John.
I told you I wasn't worried about John.
TLC.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, the name of the group.
Oh, the name of the group?
Yep.
Of course it's TLC, and John wins again.
Good for you. Yeah, the full question was I needed the name of the group, not the personal name. It was perfect.
Oh, that's good. I was a little confused, but that's, you know what?
Are these for future tickets?
But I'm always a little confused. What did you just say?
Are these for the future Metro Boomin tickets?
Is that what you want?
Yes, bad.
You are the champion. You shall have them. The champion gets what they want. Yeah, dude.
I was a little nervous. Today.
You couldn't tell.
No, she, A-double-S, you're a good player. Sylvia, you should do this again.
Thank you, guys. I had fun. At least I got on the radio.
Yeah.
Have an amazing weekend.
Likewise. Bye, guys.
Bye,
all right, we'll talk to you soon. John Tanzi's Silverado Ranch. Silverado Ranch.
City of Champions. No.
Make it a bid. Make it a bid for City of Champions. They have won 7 games in a row. They are now in 2nd place on the big leaderboard. John Tanzi has 2 wins of his own. And we'll see you back on Tuesday on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. All right, brother?
All right, man. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good weekend. 3, 2, 1.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I asked you before, but I don't think you heard me. Jasmine, are you ready?
Yes.
Good, because we're going to do your 177-second survey right now, if that's all right. We know you got stuff to do, so we'll just get it out of the way.
Okay.
All right, cool. Earlier, we were talking about this. We never did get a name from her. But we got an email. I went to brunch the other day with my friend. She loaded her pockets with stuff from the restaurant table. She took some of the breakfast jellies. I don't know why breakfast jellies is funny to me, but it is. But we know what she's saying.
Yeah.
She took the jelly off the table and even hooked herself up with 4 pumpkin spice latte creamers that they had on the table. She says she does this quite frequently and that she's being resourceful. The person who sent the email, again, we still don't have a name, but they think that she might be a thief. Is she being a thief or is she being resourceful?
I think she's being resourceful.
Here's the thing. I don't hate it. If she's taking, if they bring you the little jars of jelly, there's usually only like 3 or 4 or 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But if you're taking 10, if you're taking the 10 of the plastic ones that peel back, if you're taking 10 of those, you're a thief.
Yeah.
If you're taking ketchup packets or sauce packets, listen, you're going to also going to call your grandma a thief? I don't hate that.
I would.
I'm just kidding.
Sauce packets, all of it's resourceful for you, right, Jazz?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Have you ever been in your kitchen and you needed hot sauce or jelly so desperately and you know you have that drawer with the extra hot sauces, ketchups, and jellies and you're like, oh my God, I'm so happy that I have this.
It's all in the packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then you have it, you're like, I rule. I've got it.
4 creamers, you're fine. And people go, well, that's you're stealing from the restaurant.
I'm using it for later.
Again, are we talking about, so we're talking about 4 pumpkin spice latte creamers. Okay. If we're talking about 10, then you're a thief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a thief and you're a pig.
Yeah.
I'll say.
And a pig.
Yeah, you're a hog. You're a hogger. You're a hogger.
Whoa.
This is escalating.
You're a thief and a pig and a hog. You jelly stealer. Listen, if it's grape, you don't have to worry about me stealing anything. Hate the grape jelly.
Mission accomplished. I'm trying to stir it up a little bit. Then, Jasmine, have you seen the lady on TikTok who's like, I didn't want to pay six. I wish I had the audio. I don't. Sorry, I was lazy. It's Friday. She's like, I don't want to pay $6 for half an avocado. So she brought her own avocado to the restaurant. Now, you said this last lady was resourceful. How do we feel about this lady?
I don't think that's resourceful at all.
That's BS. You can't bring your own stuff to a restaurant. You cannot bring your own food.
You don't like the prices. Yeah, no.
No, in fact, my wife, I had half a coffee one day that may or may not have had something else in it. But I had half a coffee one day, and we walked into Juan's Flaming Fajitas to get lunch. And she goes, you can't bring that in here. They did not care. My wife cared.
Your wife did.
I was like, I just want to finish my drink. And she's like, no, you can't bring stuff into a restaurant.
Yeah.
And understand, my wife has been in food and beverage for a billion years. And so who am I to argue with her?
Yeah.
Even though I did anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you brought it in.
Can I bring half of a cup of coffee that I made at home in a paper cup? Can I bring that into Juan's Flaming Fajitas?
I mean, if you're like at the end of it and you've already started the coffee, I could see that. But like bringing your own avocado because you don't want to pay for the avocado is kind of ridiculous.
That's way ridiculous. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party at Orleans Arena next Sunday. 4 tickets for you, and you got a 1 in 5 shot at the glow up. They missed missed a marketing opportunity.
Yeah, they did.
The glow up with the VIP package and all of that. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a spectacular Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, girl. Love the way
to do get me started. Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I still can't get over the fact you missed it earlier. If you missed the show earlier, you got to start listening earlier more often. I can't get over the fact that Michaela carries around tweezers because her fingernails are too long. And she has to use the tweezers to get her
debit card out.
To get the debit card out of the ATM.
It's a life hack. I use it all the time. Ladies, you're welcome. And I needed it to help you today.
Chet, you said she's a real life Bratz doll. I mean,
does that fall under that?
I think so. Yes.
Tweezer carrier.
I didn't know that that went in that category. Okay. Sure. I'm good with whatever. Doesn't matter. Is it Labor Day weekend yet?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, hold up. I got to ask a question. Wait, I'm going to ask it for a relationship rehab.
Okay.
There. Hold on. Hold that question just for a second. Go to this question first. It is somewhat of a P1's court. I'm riding with Steve on this one. I'll say that up front. I'm not afraid to say it. My wife ran out of gas the other day. Instead of calling me her husband, she called her ex. She said it was simply out of convenience. She just happened to be much closer to where he works. She says, doesn't mean anything. No big deal. To me, Steve says, that is effing lame. Is that right there?
Yeah.
I should be the one she calls when something goes down, not him, regardless. I'm cool with the co-parenting stuff. I can put up with the lunches or dinners every six months or so. And in quotes, he put, for the kids. I guess they get together every once in a while and talk about the kids.
Okay.
And sometimes the kids are there and sometimes they're not.
Oh.
That's the way I understood it.
All right.
But I think this crosses the line, says Steve. Can you guys referee this one? I'd love to ask for a P1's court. But so, yeah. And relationship rehab, it's a version of.
Oh, yeah.
It's a version. P1's court is a version of. Adrian has hand on hip. Eyebrows raised.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what that means. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. We need your help for future and Metro Boomin' tickets for tomorrow. It's tomorrow, August 30th. Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow, dude. And I have an additional question that goes along with that, not related to Steve's issue.
All right. I think it's pretty obvious, but I'm excited to talk about it.
Steve's issue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you and I the same people again?
I think so.
Mm.
I hope so. Have you changed?
Or I'll take out my debit card ATM tweezers and stab you in your ear hole.
Right.
All right. You know your assignment. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25, please.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, this is not just limited to caller number 25. It's 702-364-9898. I get the feeling everybody's going to go one way on this. That's how I'm guessing everybody's going to be on one side, but I don't know. I'm hoping to hear the other side. Because while I get it, I don't get it. And I can explain myself all the way through as well. Who's caller 25 then, Adrian?
We got Stephanie Salazar.
Stephanie.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so Steve's wife ran out of gas, and instead of calling Steve, she called her ex. Now, she says, no big deal. He's close by. Steve is not cool with this at all.
I'd be just as upset as Steve. It's disrespectful. It sounds like Steve would go out of his way no matter how far he is to his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the part
if it was a friend, we would be upset, you get me? And that's that thing where everybody, it's nothing. But if Steve did it to her, she would be pissed.
See, it came through on the text line. Somebody sounds jealous. Yes. Yes. And that's okay. Don't say that like that's a dirty word. Sometimes it can be. In this case, no, I am going to be jealous. You're right. I'm going to be jealous.
But I don't even think it's jealousy.
I understand the definition. You know what I'm saying? Like on the text line.
Yes.
Somebody sounds jealous. Yup. I'll own that. I'll wear that. Get me the T-shirt. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful because now your ex is going to think that you can't count on Steve.
I think someone...
Did you hear what she just said? I'm so sorry.
That you're cheating?
No, she said now the ex. Wow, my mind is blown, Steph. That's solid.
You're just giving ammo to your ex. Like, why do that? You're disrespecting Steve.
Sure.
So Steve's wife, she doesn't care. But Steve's wife's ex... now goes, I'm the man.
Yeah, he totally emasculated her husband.
Emasculated is the word.
Yes. Yes.
Emasculated is the word. Give me that T-shirt, too.
Period. Because, listen, I run out of gas all the time. I'm not proud of it. But someone who's been there, I would never call anybody but my fiance. And then if she didn't answer, I'd call my sister. I'd call you, Chet.
Yeah, call me.
I would not. Call my ex for the same reason Stephanie said. And I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's like jealousy. You said, emasculating your man. That's your man now. Don't be, there's rules to this.
Let me add to the list. I have a truck, a shovel, and a gas can.
Yes. So, yeah. Thank God someone does.
You can always call me. Adrian, same?
I do want to say, like, so I just moved into a new house, right? And we have a repair guy that's coming to fix some things.
Yep.
And yesterday, she's like, oh, the handyman's coming. I was like, why did you call the handyman? You didn't even ask me to replace the whatever, the light bulb, the set, and the third. So there is something to that. It's like, at least ask me. So to her point of saying, like, hey, why didn't you ask me before you went to Steve?
By the way, if we're calling handymen for light bulbs.
No, other stuff too, but... But listen, I'm a handyman. I can do that.
You teach Sire to replace the light bulb. You just teach your 5-year-old son how to replace the light bulb. But I hear what you're saying. I tell 1,000,000% hear what you're saying. I knew coming into this, right when I met my wife, I went to her house and she was very proud because she had just replaced the sink in her guest bathroom. And I went, it was one of the things
I went,
I'm in. I'm 1,000,000% in on this.
Yeah,
girl.
That's cool. Amy can do that.
She's better at it than I am.
Love that.
She really is. I could do it. I'd screw it up.
Yeah.
I'd screw it up and then I'd fix it. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at fixing what I've screwed up.
Sure. Good for you.
She will do it the first time and do it.
And get it right.
We come home. I came home 3 weeks ago. She goes, notice anything different in the shower this morning? And I'm like, I didn't take a shower this morning. She goes, well, good. Go in there and look now. She didn't like the water pressure in the shower, so she replaced the shower.
Oh, I love that.
Just wild hair. Me, I'd have to like...
Suffer through it.
Well, I'd have to plan it out, maybe check out a couple of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. She was like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, done.
Yeah. But even a handyman, they don't have a past relationship. It's weird with the ex.
Yeah, that's true. We did. I went running off into the weeds with you. Thank you for bringing us back to center here. Michaela Gordon, the voice of reason on this show.
God, that doesn't say much.
Yeah, it's not the ex. All right, good. Stephanie, for you, future in Metro Boomin tomorrow night. Are you free?
Yes.
Okay, good. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold so you can go pick out your outfit. Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Steph.
Oh, here was the other question. Somebody this morning said, yeah, the unofficial end of summer. Huh? Is Labor Day weekend this weekend the end of summer?
I feel like I've heard that before.
I've heard it before, but I don't. Yeah, great. I heard it today.
But I feel like it's hot through September and then into October. We put a sweater on Halloween. That's when you pop out your sweater.
Thank you.
I'm still in summer mode till the end of September.
Thank you. I've worn shorts on Halloween before.
Yes, me too.
And everybody went, ooh, look at your ghostly legs. And I went, shut up. Shut up. It's not a costume.
I hope you tan this summer.
Yeah, so Halloween. You know what? I'm going with that. Halloween is the end of summer. Halloween is when is fall. Halloween adjacent. Like Halloween week.
Uh-huh.
Is when fall starts.
All right.
Labor Day?
Yeah, after Labor Day, you can't wear white, and I think summer's
That's
over.
That's BS, too.
Not
and
BS.
You think it's over?
I do.
You can wear white whenever you want.
Can't.
It's old school because when it would rain or here, you can wear white whenever you want.
Wait, is that a real reason why you can't wear white?
Yes, because your stuff would get money.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's such
I never
a
knew that.
Arbitrary rule.
I did. I thought
and
it was.
Who would follow that? People would just go pound
Me?
Sand. Just go pound sand. Who made you the boss? Adrian, when's the end of summer?
Summer ends for me second day of toy drive when it's freezing.
That's full on winter.
Uh-huh.
That's Christmas. Yeah, no, you are also entitled to your answer, sir.
Thank you.
All right, good. I think we're done here. I was looking. I'm like, is there an ending to this? And, nah. Just hit the song and play Lady Gaga.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Well, we should probably remind you yet again that the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour has been suspended. Not for because anybody did anything wrong. It's because everybody did everything right.
Sure did.
We're out of shirts is the bottom line. Michaela got swarmed yesterday.
Swarmed. Started as a regular sized crowd. By 10 minutes in, it was a wrap. But we're very happy that you did. You can still go to Vegas Pet Rescue.
There was a crowd waiting for her when she got there.
And I did think it was just for me. It wasn't.
Oh, sure. They were all there with signs.
Took their shirts
We love
and left.
You, Michaela. Yeah, and all of that, it's singing, chanting, all of those things. And then by the time Michaela, it's really funny, and I've had this independently corroborated, like people are like, oh my God, she put the box up on the table and everybody started reaching into the box.
They did.
And like literally like it was almost, I don't want to say they were like tearing shirt. I wasn't there.
They were.
But like in my brain, it's like a feeding frenzy, and like they're just ripping shirts out of each other's hand. Ah, this is a medium. I need a extra sexy. Whatever.
Yeah, and no, you're not wrong. They definitely. I set the box down. There was no line that was formed. They swarmed the table and were like, oh, medium for me. Oh, and a medium for my sister. Oh, and medium for my dad. Bye.
Back off.
Literally.
You're yelling at the other people. Arr!
Yeah.
You know, like growling at other people, like snarling at them.
Yes. That's what it was like. When you throw like popcorn or whatever, bird food, and all the birds swarm, and then they all leave and everything's gone.
That's awesome.
That's what it was like.
Yeah, and if you think we're saying it like it's a bad thing, we're not.
It's great.
But here's the problem. No more shirts.
We out.
So, and of course, there's never any shortage of people telling you what you should do. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've had many people that have said, well, you should still give out flyers and tape. You should still show up, do flyers and tape. That's great. I gotta be honest. The effort to benefit ratio on that, I'm going to be straight up with you on this. The effort to benefit ratio on that is way off.
Mm-hmm.
We could be out there with flyers and tape and our little tent and the music playing and stuff, and we might see four of you. We know this.
True.
We just know this. However, if you do want flyers and tape, reach out to me. I am on every social media platform. I check my DMs a lot. I'm not hard to find. I will bring, and I'm not kidding, I will bring flyers and tape to you. So far, do you know how many people have taken me up on that?
How many?
Zero.
All right, well, not good.
And not that I'm worried about it. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Zero is very easy to take care of.
Sure, but the offer's there.
Yeah, but I'll do it. If you're that serious about it and you really want to help, or you can come by here before 10 o'clock each morning,
mm-hmm.
and just call Adrian at 702-364-9898. One of us will literally run out to your car.
We did on Monday. We had a listener stop by in his semi-truck, and we ran it out.
We've had numerous people that have come by. Well, we were thinking about getting roller skates like Sonic. You know, remember when they used to bring the food out to your car? Yeah. That was cool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
My favorite, one of my favorite things, and again, thank each and every single one of you, especially you, Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project, for making this an incredible week.
Sure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this a truly amazing week.
Yeah, thanks, Auntie Lindsay.
Thanks to both of you as well, too, because you guys are both amazing.
So one of my favorite parts of this week, and we'll get to Vegas Pet Rescue Project and Justice for Reba and all that in a minute. But now, Green Valley would like to lay claim to the title of City of Champions because they're the ones that showed up en masse to run us out of shirts.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
There are those that are going, Green Valley is the true City of Champions.
Yeah, they kind of are because they really did.
Then somebody else said, I'm sorry, Sunrise Manor, while they may have nine total, Silverado Ranch has won the last six in a row. Five-time champion with Tara Crowley, and then a sixth win yesterday in a row with John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch, who's our new champion on Michaela's Hometown
Throwdown. And he's good.
And they're like, well, we're sorry, Adrian. Now we have won six in a row. We are the new City of Champions. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. So since you're the one that bestowed the title of City of Champions on Sunrise Manor.
Don't pass me the ball on this.
I'm just asking.
Everyone's a champion.
Take the heat, Adrian.
Take off the crown and the sash and world peace. Everyone's a champion.
You know what? The current city, isn't it Silverado Ranch with John Tanzi?
That's what they said. Sure.
Silverado Ranch right now is the City of Champions.
They are the City of Champions. I was just looking for your opinion. You don't have to pass out participation ribbon. Right. He's like, he hates that. Uh-huh. I just learned that about you. You really hate that, don't you?
I'm not comfortable, no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I won't do that to you again.
I appreciate you,
bud. Till the next time.
Look at these communication skills.
Feel free to also put me on the hot seat.
I got you.
I hate it, but I kind of like it because I know it's funny.
Yeah.
Because I sweat. I turn bright red, and I will flop sweat. I'll give you, you can't, it's why the camera angle in this studio is the way it is, so that you don't see my pit sweat.
Right. Thank God for that. Just kidding. I can't even see her here.
Michaela's got a whole body camera. And so, Lindsay, we just kind of adjusted her camera angle in here. And there's an open wall. And I said, you should put pictures of your niece and your, you know, your fiance and all of that. And she was like, or we could just put pictures of me up there.
Yeah, I'm above
them. Which was
them.
The funniest thing ever. She was kidding, of course.
Oh, my God, of course. Or am I? She's seven. She gets enough attention. It's about me now. So thank you guys for listening.
I told her the other day, I randomly stopped and saw a magazine, and there was just this beautiful woman on the front of it. So I had to grab one.
My girl. Thank you. I know. I love
Here's what's hilarious. Which one? There's multiple out there right now. She's the hottest thing in town. And we got her, baby.
Okay, now I'm uncomfortable. Go back
speaking,
to Lindsay.
Speaking of the hottest thing in town. So this is a great story. So Justice for Reba has gone Vegas viral.
Sure.
It's been an amazing week. Who would have ever... We laughed at you, and we laughed with you, Lindsay Pinnafell, when you said, yeah, everybody said that they would help us make flyers. We have 10,000 of them. And we went, oh, good luck with that. Uh-huh. What are you going to do with the other 8,500? You know, what are you going to do? We have half a box of flyers and a box full of posters left.
Yep.
And the flyer box is bigger than the poster box. People came in yesterday and just took them by the hundreds.
Uh-huh.
To put them all over town. Adrian went to get his kid a birthday. It's Sire's birthday today, his 5-year-old. He went to go get him a birthday cake. And I guess there were flyers like everywhere.
I'm going to post that photo on social media, actually. It's really great.
I love it. I see them. I see all the posts, and I can't, like, they make me so happy.
So through all this, social media darling, really the hottest thing on the internet right now, and she's even more places than Michaela Gordon.
How dare her.
Haley Welch, Hawktua girl, who we love, caught wind of this. She said, and what's crazy is she said, if I can do one thing and bring some good into the world with this whole Hawktua deal.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get behind pet rescue and pet causes.
Yeah.
So she's caught wind, and tell me if I'm running afoul of this story, but she's caught wind of Justice for Reba, and she's coming to Vegas tomorrow to try and help spread the word. That's accurate, right?
Yeah, so she's doing this Cause Across America tour, and she happens to be in Vegas, and it happened to be a comment that got her eyes onto Vegas Pet Rescue Project, and she's come in, and she's also coming to meet Raider, which is our new dog that we rescued.
Baby Raider.
That's fantastic. So Michaela's going to go out tomorrow and try to become Haley's best friend. Mm-hmm. I think it'll just happen organically. I don't think you'll have to try.
Yeah. No, I think we'll be friends until I steal Raider from her, and then I'm going to go home with a new dog.
And that's just wild. And we were joking about it yesterday. Would you rather have the President of the United States come through or Hawktua girl? And honestly, I take Hawktua girl every time.
Yeah.
Because they'll...
Same. You know, double down.
And that's not a political statement. That's a let's get attention on the internet statement.
Yeah.
And I think, I just think it's fun and cool, and and what a crazy
it's
week!
It's great how she's using her influence. It's going to be awesome.
So again, we've already gotten a couple of messages this morning from people who want to come by. There's plenty of tape. There's still plenty of tape. Flyers and posters were starting to run a little short. There's still enough tape for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If I was running for president right now, and you know how they're all making promises that they can't keep. I can keep this promise.
Uh-huh.
If I am elected president, everybody gets 2 rolls of packing tape. Every household gets 2 rolls of packing tape because I have it here in my possession, and I can get it to you.
Could your campaign slogan be "Let's stick together"? Okay, that's it. That's all. Thank you. Here all day.
Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Lindsay, thank you again for a great week. Have fun with Haley.
Thank
and
you.
Can't wait to hear all about it on Tuesday morning.
You got it. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right, buddy.
You need anything else from us? I didn't ask you.
No, I don't. Other than we're still pushing, so
yeah,
we got this.
Oh, yeah. Not for nothing. There's still a $50,000 reward out there for information leading to the arrest and conviction of... who did that to poor sweet little Reba? Mm-hmm. So that's the main part of it. Happy Labor Day weekend. We'll see you, Linz. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Your adorable angel would never do this. Man, we got to... Carson, our buddy, Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project, has a 3-year-old nephew who we are just in love with.
He's just a little angel baby.
But we've gotten to see all sides of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he'll wild out every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was taking swing. He was taking swings.
Oh, yeah. It was like cuddly, smoochy, hungry, and then punching.
All of a sudden, yeah. And then all of a sudden, abusive.
Sleep.
You know?
Sounds like a little narcissist, actually. Just kidding.
But what?
Just kidding.
What? Wow, did you take it to a therapist level? What are you doing?
A three-year-old.
A guy in Israel went to a museum known for its collection of rare ancient artifacts. You know what's coming here now, don't you?
Oy.
His four-year-old broke a jug that was 3,500 years old.
Oh, God.
I have to be honest with you. When I was 4 years old, if we would have been going to that museum, my mother probably would have preemptively cut off my hands.
Oh,
she just
sure.
probably would have, or at least she would have tied them behind my back or something. Or I probably say, well, just to keep with the theme, she would have mummified me.
Yeah,
she just tied me up where literally she would have told.
Didn't
me.
Didn't she tie your arm up one time? She
that
did.
That was a different story.
Oh, okay.
I asked her to so that I could get better with my left hand for basketball.
All right, you know what? None of my
totally
business.
Totally different story.
No biggie.
Yeah, whatever your kink is, it doesn't matter. But I would have been told, keep your palms against your legs.
For sure.
And if they move, yeah, I'll murder you slowly. The jug was made during the Bronze Age between 1500 and 2200 BC. Somehow survived all those years. Yeah, because it was in a museum. Without four-year-olds.
Yeah.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Experts say it was especially impressive. Why would this thing not be in some sort of case?
That part. Yeah, if it's so special, don't let it out where four-year-olds could knock it over. Sounds like
then again, I also see where they would want people to be able to experience and not have it be in a case because you don't expect a four-year-old to come in there and start wilding out. So it was on a stand near the entrance, as we just said, not behind glass. Curators say that there's a special charm to being able to get up close to their artifacts without...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, this is not just limited to caller number 25. It's 702-364-9898. I get the feeling everybody's going to go one way on this. That's how I'm guessing everybody's going to be on one side, but I don't know. I'm hoping to hear the other side. Because while I get it, I don't get it. And I can explain myself all the way through as well. Who's caller 25 then, Adrian?
We got Stephanie Salazar.
Stephanie.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so Steve's wife ran out of gas, and instead of calling Steve, she called her ex. Now, she says, no big deal. He's close by. Steve is not cool with this at all.
I'd be just as upset as Steve. It's disrespectful. It sounds like Steve would go out of his way no matter how far he is to his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the part
if it was a friend, we would be upset, you get me? And that's that thing where everybody, it's nothing. But if Steve did it to her, she would be pissed.
See, it came through on the text line. Somebody sounds jealous. Yes. Yes, and that's okay. Don't say that like that's a dirty word. Sometimes it can be. In this case, no, I am going to be jealous. You're right, I'm going to be jealous.
But I don't even think it's jealousy.
I understand the definition. You know what I'm saying? Like on the text line.
Yes.
Somebody sounds jealous. Yup, I'll own that. I'll wear that. Get me the T-shirt. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful because now your ex is going to think that you can't count on Steve.
I think
did you hear what she just said? I'm so sorry.
That you're cheating?
No, she said now the ex. Wow, my mind is blown, Steph. That's solid.
You're just giving ammo to your ex. Like, why do that? You're disrespecting Steve.
Sure.
So Steve's wife, she doesn't care. But Steve's wife's ex now goes, I'm the man.
Yeah, he totally emasculated her husband.
Emasculated is the word.
Yes. Yes.
Emasculated is the word. Give me that t-shirt too.
Period. Because listen, I run out of gas all the time. I'm not proud of it. But someone who's been there, I would never call anybody but my fiance. And then if she didn't answer, I'd call my sister. I'd call you, Chet.
Now call me.
I would not call my ex for the same reason Stephanie said. And I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's like jealousy. You said, emasculating your man. That's your man now. Don't be, there's rules to this.
Let me add to the list. I have a truck, a shovel, and a gas can.
Yes. So, yeah. Thank God someone does.
You can always call me. Adrian, same?
I do want to say, so I just moved into a new house, right? And we have a repair guy that's coming to fix some things.
Yep.
And yesterday, she's like, oh, the handyman's coming. I was like, why did you call the handyman? You didn't even ask me to replace the whatever, the light bulb, the set, and the third. So there is something to that. It's like, at least ask me. So to her point of saying, hey, why didn't you ask me before you went to Steve?
By the way, if we're calling handymen for light bulbs.
No, other stuff too, but. But listen, I'm a handyman. I can do that.
You teach Sire to replace the light bulb. You just teach your 5-year-old son how to replace the light bulb. But I hear what you're saying. I tell 1,000,000% hear what you're saying. I knew coming into this, right when I met my wife, I went to her house and she was very proud because she had just replaced the sink in her guest bathroom. And I went, it was one of the things.
Wait, that's incredible.
I went, I'm in. I'm 1,000,000% in on this.
Yeah,
girl.
That's cool. Amy can do that.
She's better at it than I am.
Love that.
She really is. I could do it. I'd screw it up.
Yeah.
I'd screw it up and then I'd fix it. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at fixing what I've screwed up.
Sure. Good for you.
She will do it the first time and do it.
And get it right.
We come home. I came home 3 weeks ago. She goes, notice anything different in the shower this morning? And I'm like, I didn't take a shower this morning. She goes, well, good. Go in there and look now. She didn't like the water pressure in the shower, so she replaced the shower.
Oh, I love that.
Just wild hair. Me, I'd have to suffer through it. Well, I'd have to plan it out, maybe check out a couple of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. She was like, I got it. Yeah, done.
Yeah. But even a handyman, they don't have a past relationship. It's weird with the ex.
Yeah, that's true. We did. I went running off into the weeds with you. Thank you for bringing us back to center here. Michaela Gordon, the voice of reason on this show.
God, that doesn't say much.
Yeah, it's not the ex. All right, good. Stephanie, for you, future in Metro Boomin tomorrow night. Are you free?
Yes.
Okay, good. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold so you can go pick out your outfit. Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Steph.
Oh, here was the other question. Huh. Somebody this morning said, the unofficial end of summer. Huh? Is Labor Day weekend this weekend the end of summer?
I feel like I've heard that before.
I've heard it before, but I don't. Yeah, great. I heard it today.
But I feel like it's hot through September and then into October. We put a sweater on Halloween. That's when you pop out your sweater.
Thank you.
I'm still in summer mode till the end of September.
Thank you. I've worn shorts on Halloween before.
Yes, me too.
And everybody went, ooh, look at your ghostly legs. And I went, shut up. Shut up. It's not a costume.
I hope you tan this summer.
Yeah. So Halloween, you know what? I'm going with that. Halloween is the end of summer. Halloween is fall. Halloween adjacent. Like Halloween week is when fall starts.
All right.
Labor Day?
Yeah, after Labor Day, you can't wear white, and I think summer's
That's
over.
That's BS, too.
Not
and
BS.
You think it's over?
I do.
You can wear white whenever you want.
Can't.
It's old school because when it would rain or here, you can wear white whenever you want.
Wait, is that a real reason why you can't wear white?
Yes, because your stuff would get money.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's such
never
a
knew that.
Arbitrary rule.
I did. I thought
and
it was.
Who would follow that? People just go pound
Me?
Sand. Just go pound sand. Who made you the boss? Adrian, when's the end of summer?
Summer ends for me second day of toy drive when it's freezing.
That's full on winter.
Uh-huh.
That's Christmas. You are also entitled to your answer, sir.
Thank you.
All right, good. I think we're done here. I was looking. I'm like, is there an ending to this? And nah. Just hit the song and play Lady Gaga.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Well, we should probably remind you yet again that the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reber World Tour has been suspended. Not for because anybody did anything wrong. It's because everybody did everything right.
Sure did.
We're out of shirts. Is the bottom line. Michaela got swarmed yesterday.
Swarmed. Started as a regular sized crowd. By 10 minutes in, it was a wrap. But we're very happy that you did. You can still go to Vegas Pet Rescue.
There was a crowd waiting for her when she got there.
And I did think it was just for me. It wasn't.
Oh, sure. They were all there with signs.
Took their shirts.
We love
and left.
You, Michaela. Yeah, and all of that, it's singing, chanting. All of those things. And then by the time Michaela, it's really funny. And I've had this independently corroborated. Like people are like, oh my God, she put the box up on the table and everybody started reaching into the box.
They did.
And like literally like it was almost, I don't want to say they were like tearing shirt. I wasn't there.
They were.
But like in my brain, it's like a feeding frenzy, and like they're just ripping shirts out of each other's hand. Ah, this is a medium. I need a extra sexy. Whatever.
Yeah. And no, you're not wrong. They definitely, I set the box down. There was no line that was formed. They swarmed the table and were like, oh, medium for me. Oh, and a medium for my sister. Oh, and medium for my dad. Bye.
Back off.
Literally.
You're yelling at the other people. Arr!
Yeah.
You know, like growling at other people, like snarling at them.
Yes. That's what it was like. When you throw like popcorn or whatever, bird food, and all the birds swarm, and then they all leave and everything's gone.
That's awesome.
That's what it was like.
Yeah, and if you think we're saying it like it's a bad thing, we're not.
It's great.
But here's the problem. No more shirts.
We out.
So, and of course, there's never any shortage of people telling you what you should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've had many people that have said, well, you should still give out flyers and tape. You should still show up, do flyers and tape. That's great. I gotta be honest. The effort to benefit ratio on that, I'm gonna be straight up with you on this. The effort to benefit ratio on that is way off.
Mm-hmm.
We could be out there with flyers and tape and our little tent and the music playing and stuff, and we might see four of you. We know this.
True.
We just know this. However, if you do want flyers and tape, reach out to me. I am on every social media platform. I check my DMs a lot. I'm not hard to find. I will bring, and I'm not kidding, I will bring flyers and tape to you. So far, do you know how many people have taken me up on that?
How many?
Zero.
All right, well, not good.
And not that I'm worried about it. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Zero is very easy to take care of.
Sure, but the offer's there.
Yeah, but I'll do it. If you're that serious about it and you really want to help, or you can come by here before 10 o'clock each morning and just call Adrian at 702-364-9898. One of us will literally run out to your car.
We did on Monday. We had a listener stop by in his semi-truck and we ran it out.
We've had numerous people that have come by. Well, we were thinking about getting roller skates like Sonic. You know, remember when they used to bring the food out to your car? Yay. That was cool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
My favorite, one of my favorite things, and again, thank each and every single one of you, especially you, Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project, for making this an incredible week.
Sure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this a truly amazing week.
Yeah, thanks, Auntie Lindsay.
Thanks to both of you as well, too, because you guys are both amazing.
So one of my favorite parts of this week, and we'll get to Vegas Pet Rescue Project and Justice for Reba and all that in a minute, but now, Green Valley would like to lay claim to the title of City of Champions because they're the ones that showed up en masse to run us out of shirts.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
There are those that are going, Green Valley is the true City of Champions.
Yeah, they kind of are because they really did.
Then somebody else said, I'm sorry, Sunrise Manor, while they may have nine total, Silverado Ranch has won the last six in a row. Five-time champion with Tara Crowley. And then a sixth win yesterday in a row with John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch, who's our new champion on Michaela's Hometown
Throwdown. And he's good.
I'm like, well, we're sorry, Adrian. Now we have won six in a row. We are the new city of champions. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. So while you, since you're the one that bestowed the title of City of Champions on Sunrise Manor.
Don't pass me the ball on this.
I'm just asking.
No, everyone's a champion.
Take the heat, Adrian.
Take off the crown and the sash and world peace. And everyone's a champion.
You know what? The current city, isn't it Silverado Ranch with John Tanzi?
That's what they say. Sure.
Silverado Ranch right now is the city of champions.
They are the city of champions. I was just looking for your opinion. You don't have to pass out participation ribbons. He's like, he hates that. I just learned that. I just learned that about you. You really hate that, don't you?
I'm not comfortable, no.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I won't do that to you again.
I appreciate you,
Till the next time.
Look at these communication skills.
Feel free to also put me on the hot seat.
I got you.
I hate it, but I kind of like it because I know it's funny.
Yeah.
Because I sweat. I turn bright red, and I will flop sweat. I'll give you, you can't, this. It's why the camera angle in this studio is the way it is, so that you don't see my pit sweat.
Right. Thank God for that. Just kidding. I can't even see her here.
Michaela's got a whole body camera. And so, Lindsay, we just kind of adjusted her camera angle in here. And there's an open wall. And I said, you should put pictures of your niece and your, you know, your fiance and all of that. And she was like, or we could just put pictures of me up there.
Yeah, I'm above
them. Which was
them.
The funniest thing ever. She was kidding, of course.
Oh, my God, of course. Or am I? She's seven. She gets enough attention. It's about me now. So, thank you guys for listening.
I told her the other day, I randomly stopped and saw a magazine, and there was just this beautiful woman on the front of it. So, I had to grab one.
My girl. Thank you. I know. I love
her. Here's what's hilarious. Which one? There's multiple out there right now. She's the hottest thing in town. And we got her, baby.
Okay, now I'm uncomfortable. Go back to Lindsay.
Speaking of the hottest thing in town. So this is a great story. So Justice for Reba has gone Vegas viral.
Sure.
It's been an amazing week. Who would have ever... We laughed at you and we laughed with you, Lindsay Pinnafell, when you said, Everybody said that they would help us make flyers. We have 10,000 of them. And we went, oh, good luck with that. Uh-huh. What are you going to do with the other 8,500? You know, what are you going to do? We have half a box. We have half a box of flyers and a box full of posters left.
Yep.
And the flyer box is bigger than the poster box. People came in yesterday and just took them by the hundreds to put them all over town. Adrian went to get his kid a birthday. It's Sire's birthday today, his 5-year-old. He went to go get him a birthday cake. And I guess there were flyers like everywhere.
I'm going to post that photo on social media, actually. It's really great.
I love it. I see them. I see all the posts. And I can't, like, they make me so happy.
So through all this, social media darling, really the hottest thing on the internet right now. And she's even more places than Michaela Gordon.
How dare her.
Haley Welch, Hawktua girl, who we love, caught wind of this. She said, and what's crazy is she said, if I can do one thing and bring some good into the world with this whole Hawktua deal, she wanted to get behind pet rescue and pet causes.
Yeah.
So she's caught wind. And tell me if I'm running afoul of this story, but she's caught wind of Justice for Reba, and she's coming to Vegas tomorrow to try and help spread the word. That's accurate, right?
Yes, yeah, so she's doing this Paws Across America tour, and she happens to be in Vegas, and it happened to be a comment that got her eyes onto Vegas Pet Rescue Project, and she's coming, and she's also coming to meet Raider, which is our new dog that we rescued.
Baby Raider.
That's fantastic. So Michaela's going to go out tomorrow and try to become Haley's best friend. Mm-hmm. I think it'll just happen organically. I don't think you'll have to try.
Yeah. No, I think we'll be friends until I steal Raider from her. And then I'm going to go home with a new dog.
And that's just wild. And we were joking about it yesterday. Would you rather have the president of the United States come through or hawk to a girl? And honestly, I take hawk to a girl every time.
Yeah.
Because they'll...
Same. You know, double down.
And that's not a political statement. That's a let's get attention on the internet statement.
Yeah.
And I think, and I just think it's fun and cool. And yeah, and what a crazy
it's
week.
It's great how she's using her influence. It's going to be awesome.
So again, we've already gotten a couple of messages this morning from people who want to come by. There's plenty of tape. There's still plenty of tape. Flyers and posters were starting to run a little short. There's still enough tape for everybody. If I was running for president right now, and you know how they're all making promises that they can't keep. I can keep this promise.
Uh-huh.
If I am elected president, everybody gets two rolls of packing tape. Every household gets two rolls of packing tape because I have it here in my possession, and I can get it to you.
Could your campaign slogan be "Let's stick together"? Okay, that's it. That's all. Thank you. Here all day.
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba. Justice for Reba.
Yeah. Lindsay, thank you again for a great week. Have fun with Haley.
Thank
and
you.
Can't wait to hear all about it on Tuesday morning.
You got it. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right, buddy.
You need anything else from us? I didn't ask you.
No, I don't. Other than we're still pushing, so
yeah,
we got this.
Oh, yeah. Not for nothing. There's still a $50,000 reward out there for information leading to the arrest and conviction of who did that to poor sweet little Reba. Mm-hmm. So that's the main part of it. Happy Labor Day weekend. We'll see you, Linz. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Your adorable angel would never do this. Man, we got to... Carson, our buddy, Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project, has a 3-year-old nephew who we are just in love with.
He's just a little angel baby.
But we've gotten to see all sides of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he'll wild out every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was taking swing. He was taking swings.
Oh, yeah. It was like cuddly,
my man area.
Smoochy, yeah. Hungry,
and then
punching.
All of a sudden, yeah. And then all of a sudden, abusive.
Sleep.
You know?
Sounds like a little narcissist, actually. No, just kidding.
But what?
Just kidding.
What? Wow. Did
just
you take
it to make
therapist
you laugh.
Level? What are no. you doing?
A 3-year-old.
A guy in Israel went to a museum known for its collection of rare ancient artifacts. You know what's coming here now, don't you?
Oy.
His 4-year-old broke a jug that was 3,500 years old.
Oh, God.
I have to be honest with you. When I was 4 years old, if we would have been going to that museum, my mother probably would have preemptively cut off my hands.
Oh,
she
for
just
sure.
probably would have, or at least yeah. she would have tied them behind my back or uh-huh. something. Or I probably say, well, just to keep with the theme, she would have mummified me.
Yeah,
she just tied me up where literally she would have told.
Didn't
me.
Didn't she tie your arm up one time? She
that
did.
That was a different story.
Oh, okay.
I asked her to so that I could get better with my left hand for basketball.
All right, you know what? None of my
totally
business.
Totally different story.
No biggie.
Yeah, whatever your kink is, it doesn't matter. But I would have been told, keep your palms against your legs.
For sure.
And if they move, yeah, I'll murder you slowly. The jug was made during the Bronze Age between 1500 and 2200 BC. Somehow survived all those years. Yeah, because it was in a museum. Without 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Experts say it was especially impressive. Why would this thing not be in some sort of case?
That part. Yeah, if it's so special, don't let it out where 4-year-olds could knock it over. Sounds like
then again, I also see where they would want people to be able to experience and not have it be in a case because you don't expect a 4-year-old to come in there and start wilding out. So it was on a stand near the entrance, as we just said, not behind glass. Curators say that there's a special charm to being able to get up close to their artifacts without obstructions. So there's your answer. The dad says his son was curious what was in the jug, so he tried to look inside of it.
Yeah, of course he did.
And basically slammed it on the floor.
Good for him.
The good news is, I get, is this good news? I don't know if this is good news. The kid's parents are not on the hook for it. The museum said when somebody damages something on purpose, they'll get the cops involved. But since it's a kid and he didn't mean to do it, it's obviously not happening.
Good for those parents.
They actually invited him and his family to come back to the museum once the jug is restored. Really?
Wow.
They're gluing it back together, and they say that they should be done by this weekend. They're much more mature than I am.
Yeah.
That museum's way better people than I'll ever be.
What's that saying? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice. Shame on you.
Bring something else. Yeah. Great.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
It's another one of those stories where there's more questions than answers.
Mm-hmm.
A crew in Philadelphia for Farmers Insurance. You know how they had those ads about the weird things that people would do and they'd have to get covered for it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, farmers are going,
sure.
We cover it.
Uh-huh.
So one of their crews in Philadelphia hard at work yesterday morning, pulling an SUV out of the Schuylkill River. How'd it get there, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked that. I'll answer it.
Thank you.
People say two people were at a park early yesterday morning. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're giving me the eyebrows. Okay, I get it.
Yes, they were.
Good for them.
Yes, they were. In the back seat, apparently.
Nice.
Of their 2020 Range Rover. When the woman, somehow, some way, accidentally hit or kicked the gear shift, and the SUV rolled straight into the water.
Oh, no.
You know, they're down there by the river, romantic.
Uh-huh.
So it's not. But yeah, and then somehow, yeah, they, them... whilst they were...
Got a little excited, got a little rough.
I guess. Mm-hmm. If, you know, you can... However this is playing out in your own head, I suppose. but yeah, they ended... Luckily, they made it out of the car while it was sinking.
Great.
It's not clear what level of undress they were in at the time. But, you know, they always say that if you end up in the water, you should take off your clothes because they'll just drag you down.
Yeah, so, yeah, good.
I mean, so who really knows?
Beat it to the punch.
Had to call in a dive crew. Tow company helped pull the SUV out, submerged in 9 feet of water, about 50 feet offshore. Here's the part I don't get.
What?
It ain't that easy to shift a car out of park just by kicking. Think about that.
Thinking.
Could you do it?
And kick it into neutral?
I know you're very skilled.
Thank you. I mean, I played soccer. I don't want to brag, but... quite the right leg on me.
Does that translate?
Let's go outside and try it.
Maybe the cardio, but I don't know about the rest of it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Oh, my goodness. And football is back. College football this weekend.
Thank God.
Pro football next weekend. You big football fan, Mika?
I just like how happy everyone gets. I want everyone to win.
If I tell you in the last 30 years, there have only been three times when an NFL punt went for negative yards, would you know what I was saying?
No.
Good. That's when when the guy is standing way behind everybody else.
Yeah.
And then the big dude hikes the ball to him, and then
he throws it in between his legs?
Yeah. And then he kicks the ball down the field, and the other guy catches it, and then they all go and jump on him. That's a
violent
punt. That's when they do a punt.
Okay.
The last time one of those went backwards was 2022. You may remember Miami Dolphins kicker Thomas Morstead had a disaster of a kick when he punted it right into a teammate's booty.
Oh.
It shot backwards and went out of the end zone for a safety, giving the other team, the Buffalo Bills, 2 points.
No way.
Yep. Look it up on your own time today because it's Friday and we all know going into the 3-day weekend, you're not doing any work today. You're just killing time till your boss tells you to go home. We get it.
Uh-huh.
Guess what we've been doing for the last couple of hours? It's the same. So we're going to go. Listen, in that spare time, would you be so kind as to follow us on social at 985KLUC? Follow me. Chet Buchanan, Chet Buchanan, and I will see you tonight at the Aces game. And it's Sunday if you're going to the Modelo Vegas Kickoff Classic with LSU and USC. You might see some big round-headed kid with glasses down there on the field on the big screen there at Allegiant Stadium, you know, telling you how you can win stuff and whatnot.
Let's go.
Okay.
And you can also follow Chet on TikTok. Congratulations.
Hey, that's starting right.
I haven't posted yet, but I got a account.
This weekend might be the one, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. You can check out the Unlikely podcast on that free Odyssey app. 2 new episodes while you have no time from work. You can listen to it all day long.
Oh, yeah. And one other quick thing. Contrary to what Michaela tried to post on Thursday night, I'm not dead.
Oh, yeah, he's still very much alive, so... Okay. Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaLAH. I'll see you tonight at Delilah. And then the pickleball event has finally come around. I will be hosting the championship Sunday at Fountain Blue. So follow my stories.
I don't really know this story, but between Michaela and I have been talking about this forever. At first it was gonna be like a week long thing. We didn't know.
She
was gonna be doing all this stuff. And she was going to be so busy, and she wanted to go take pickleball lessons.
Right.
And because she wanted to be, you know, knowledgeable and good for her.
Sure.
But it, like, wanted to fully immerse herself in the sport. And then they went, yeah, we're going to need you for like a half hour on Sunday. It's fine.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
She's like, I don't know what is a pickleball outfit?
Yeah.
All of these things.
I got it. Amazon dropped it off yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude.
A pickleball outfit?
Yeah, it's so cute.
I was assuming little flirty skirty.
Yeah, obviously. Just kidding.
I don't know that he was.
You don't mess around. Dude,
yeah, my bad. Well, we better get to it then. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Oh, my goodness. And football is back. College football this weekend.
Thank God.
Pro football next weekend. You big football fan, Mika?
I just like how happy everyone gets. I want everyone to win.
If I tell you in the last 30 years, there have only been three times when an NFL punt went for negative yards, would you know what I was saying?
No.
Good. Good. That's when they when the guy is standing way behind everybody else.
Yeah.
And then the big dude hikes the ball to him, and then
he throws it in between his legs?
Yeah. And then he kicks the ball down the field, and the other guy catches it, and then they all go and jump on him. That's a
violent
punt. That's when they do a punt.
Okay.
The last time one of those went backwards was 2022. You may remember Miami Dolphins kicker Thomas Morstead had a disaster of a kick when he punted it right into a teammate's booty.
Oh.
It shot backwards and went out of the end zone for a safety, giving the other team, the Buffalo Bills, 2 points.
No way.
Yep. Look it up on your own time today because it's Friday, and we all know going into the three-day weekend, you're not doing any work today. You're just killing time till your boss tells you to go home. We get it.
Uh-huh.
Guess what we've been doing for the last couple of hours? It's the same. So we're going to go. Listen, and in that spare time, would you be so kind as to follow us on social at 985KLUC? Follow me, Chet Buchanan, Chet Buchanan, and I will see you tonight at the Aces game. And it's Sunday if you're going to the Modelo Vegas Kickoff Classic with LSU and USC. You might see some big round-headed kid with glasses down there on the field on the big screen there at Allegiant Stadium, you know, telling you how you can win stuff and whatnot.
Let's go.
Okay.
And you can also follow Chet on TikTok. Congratulations.
Hey, that's starting right. That.
I haven't posted yet, but I got a account.
This weekend might be the one, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. You can check out the Unlikely podcast on that free Odyssey app. 2 new episodes while you have no time from work. You can listen to it all day long.
Oh, yeah. And one other quick thing. Contrary to what Michaela tried to post on Thursday night, I'm not dead.
Oh, yeah, he's still very much alive. So, Okay. Follow me at Michaela Gordon. My K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Delilah. And then the pickleball event has finally come around. I will be hosting the championship Sunday at Fountain Blue. So follow my stories.
I don't really know this story, but between Michaela and I have been talking about this forever. It was going to, at first it was going to be like a week long thing. We didn't know.
She
was going to be doing all this stuff and she was going to be so busy and she wanted to go take pickleball lessons.
Right.
And because she wanted to be, you know, knowledgeable and good for her.
Sure.
But it like wanted to fully immerse herself in the sport. And then they went, yeah, we're going to need you for like a half hour on Sunday. It's fine.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
She's like, I don't know what is a pickleball outfit?
Yeah.
All of these things.
I got it. Amazon dropped it off yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude.
A pickleball outfit?
Yeah, it's so cute.
I was assuming little flirty skirty.
Yeah, obviously. Just kidding.
I don't know that he was that
obvious.
My bad. Well, we better get to it then. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.